Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ crucified for you. On Good Friday, we see both the judgment and the mercy of God. The proof that God takes our sins seriously is Jesus taking the wrath of God upon himself. The fact that God's mercy is real is shown in the fact that it's not you and me being crucified, but Jesus. In the lessons today, on this holy Good Friday, we see that Isaiah proclaims that this Jesus is God's servant, who has been high and lifted up on the throne of the cross. God's mercy is exalted in his beloved Son being willing, in obedience to his Father, to be crucified in our place as our substitute. Isaiah chapter 52 and 53 is a virtual movie and photograph of Good Friday. Between Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22, we have virtually all the details of Christ's crucifixion, foretold 1,000 years before these events happened. And in fact, Isaiah proclaims even the meaning of this crucifixion. The righteous one, he said, will bear our iniquities, and he will make us to be accounted righteous, because the righteousness of this one will be credited to us. The writer of Hebrews this afternoon told us that this Jesus is our great high priest. Never has a high priest come into the temple and then offered himself. But Christ was both the priest and the sacrifice. The shepherd became the sheep. The shepherd was the Lamb of God. In his mercy and grace, we have confidence to draw near to the throne of God because Jesus is our intercessor before the throne of grace forever. And he offered up his own blood as the Lamb without blemish. He is the true Passover Lamb. In John's account this afternoon of the crucifixion, we see that Jesus as God's Son who suffered for us is the source of our eternal salvation because he shares our flesh and blood as Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter. But he is true God along with the Father, like the centurion said, truly, this was the Son of God. Jesus has one hand in heaven and the other hand on earth. He's connected intimately to his Father because he's the Father's Son in eternity. He's connected to us because he shares our flesh and blood. He's the go-between, the intermediary, intercessor between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Over and over again, they said, the King of the Jews. And that is who he is. And this Jesus of Nazareth is also the great I Am. One of the most amazing details of the crucifixion account, and the passion account, is recorded only in John. When in the Garden of Gethsemane, they ask if he is Jesus of Nazareth. And when he says, I am, they all hit the dirt. They fall to the ground because Jesus is the great I Am along with the Father. And the only place before the great I Am is on our face on the ground in worship. Jesus chides Peter for chopping off the ear of the servant because Jesus had come to drink the cup the Father had given him. It was true what Caiaphas said. One man had come to die for all the people. That's exactly correct. And one of the astounding realities of the Passion accounts is the holy irony that everything the accusers said about Jesus in accusation was actually true. He didn't come to save others. He didn't come to save himself. He did come to save others. He was the Christ. He wasn't going to come down from the cross to save himself, because he came to save us. Even those who mocked him spoke the truth. For this one truly was the King of the Jews. He really was the Christ. Not a bone was broken. His side was pierced. And out came blood and water. So this day, as we focus and meditate upon the finished work of Christ upon the cross, when he said, "It is finished," it was true. The payment was made in full. Now that the payment for our sin has been paid in full, we can't add anything to it. We just receive it as a gift. What a beautiful reality on Good Friday that Jesus bore the crown of thorns and the cross was his throne. And the church has always seen in the blood and the water that poured from Jesus' side an image of both Holy Communion and Holy Baptism, that in his holy water, being born again by the Holy Spirit in Holy Baptism, and in his perfect blood given to us in the sacrament, Christ's body and blood, we receive the benefits of that salvation. On this holy Good Friday, Jesus Christ was crucified for you. We see both the judgment of God and the mercy of God, and stand in sublime awe and silence, pondering on the words of Jesus concerning his sacrifice. It is finished. Amen.
Hymn 438.